Fast Eddie here at EAA Radio, and in the studio with me is Karain Phillips. I got that right, didn't I?
Almost, Karain.
Karain,
but
okay.
That's okay.
Karain, and you are here to help publicize something that people have been anxiously awaiting, the return of the Oshkosh Express.
I am.
What is the Oshkosh Express?
Well, it started about 30 years ago, and it was actually my parents, or my father in particular, Bob Phillips, and he brought over a Qantas 747 filled with Aussies, and we landed here at Whitman Field. So that was, as I said, over 30 years ago. So our last one was in 1998, and so we're now going to do it again next year.
You're coming back next year with a full airplane?
We are. We're doing it in a 777 this time.
Ah, and why the 777?
Mainly because it's a slightly smaller aircraft, so that we don't need to get 500 people. So, it's probably going to be a little bit easier to fill.
Well, you know, you could just go and put 250 people in it and charge them twice as much.
We could do that. I'll pass that on.
See, it's all about numbers here.
True.
So anyway, it was organized by AvTours of Australia. Whereabouts in Australia are you heading out from?
Sydney.
From Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's an interesting town, Sydney, I imagine. So what's aviation like down there in Australia?
Very, very big. Yeah, we've got a very big community, particularly of the people that are interested in Oshkosh, so your experimental aircraft or your home builders. So we've got a lot of those, and obviously they're the ones that are most interested in coming on our tours, and particularly a charter.
Now, I understand that in past Oshkosh Express, you've had airplanes stuffed into the belly of the commercial airliner. Are you doing this again next year?
Yeah, no, we're not. No, this is just going to be purely people, but yes, we have had had aircraft and had little aircraft in them. We have.
I heard a rumor once of a Pitt Special that was brought over. Was there any reason that anybody wanted to bring an airplane with them outside of flying the air show?
No, I think that it was just more display. We've actually also had people, obviously buy aircraft and take them back, not on the charter, of course. But yeah, I think it was just a way to display the aircraft and bring them over and obviously fly them as well.
Sounds like you Australians are trying to make a bit of an impression with us Americans.
Of course.
Well, it's a favorable one, I'll give you that.
That's good.
So anyway, you're coming to what you're calling the Mecca of aviation.
Mm-hmm.
Why do Australians want to come to Oshkosh?
Well, because it's the world's biggest air show, and it has absolutely everything you could want. People love, in Australia, we do call it the Mecca of aviation. If it's the one thing in your life you have to do if you're interested in aviation, particularly more so if you're an actual pilot. So everybody wants to come to Oshkosh.
How many of the people that are going to be on next year's flight have been here before?
It's a good question. I mean, obviously, until they actually book, we don't know. But a lot of our past guests have been, they're always talking about the charter. When are you doing another charter? So I would say, if I had to put a figure on it, at least 50%, if not more.
What's it going to set them back money-wise?
We're still working out the final bits and pieces, but you're probably going to be looking around about the $5,000 return.
Oh, pocket money.
It is. It's cheap.
Yeah, chicken change. And for this, they get a bag of peanuts on the plane?
If they're lucky.
If they. Wait a minute, you mean to tell me that the Australians are still using peanuts on airplanes? Yeah,
no, we're not actually.
Yeah, neither are we. Too many people with allergies.
Yeah.
Okay, and now it's this is not a Qantas airplane that you're flying?
No, it's going to be with Air New Zealand.
And that's because they gave you a better price?
Partly, but also too because we're actually working with some people in Air New Zealand. So it's actually going to be a combination of Australians and New Zealand, I should say.
Wow,
yeah.
Sounds like it's going to be a mixed crowd. Are you
yes.
going to organize any onboard activities on the aircraft?
Oh, I'm sure we will do something along those lines, but we haven't actually thought of them yet.
I get the feeling that that's going to be a wild flight to be on.
Yeah, the past ones have been pretty crazy, and everyone's had lots of fun, but it'll be interesting because there's always a little bit of competition between Australian and New Zealanders, so
I knew you were going to say that. You know, one thing that I would really like to do, and I don't think I'd be able to do this on a regular transatlantic or transpacific flight, mm-hmm. but they make a lot of very small radio control model airplanes. I'd like to be able to say, hey, I flew an RC plane at 30,000 feet.
Yeah. Well, there was actually someone, I can't remember which charter it was, but he actually flew a paper airplane from the back of the plane, obviously through it, they opened all the curtains, etc., and saw how far he could fly it through the aircraft. And so I think he set some world record of the fastest flying, you know, paper airplane. So that has been done.
That's great. Yeah. How long of a flight is it?
Okay, well, we have to stop in LA for customs, and part of this trip we're actually going to be going to doing a stopover, a night stopover in Mojave, and going to the spaceport and doing some extra special things there, so that's going to be really exciting. So our trip from LA is give or take around about your 12-13 hours, and then it's around about 6 to get from there to here.
Well, that's not too bad, especially seeing as how you're going to have a break in between.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll be overnighting. So everyone should get here relatively fresh on Monday.
Relatively fresh? What's the time difference between here and there?
I always forget this because I look at my iPhone to tell me. But they are ahead 12-13 hours, I think it is, something like that.
Oh, so now it's evening.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Well, that works out pretty well. We have a listener down in Melbourne, Australia. He's been giving us updates and just loves to listen to us.
Excellent. Yeah, hopefully he can come on the Express next year.
Wouldn't that be great? I mean, get everybody you can, for crying out loud. Stop them in the wheel wells and everything if you have to. But tell your friends and everybody to come on up, because this, as you know, is a great experience.
Definitely. It's going to be a really, really wonderful experience.
How many times have you been here?
This is my fourth year. And my father, Bob, this is his 23rd.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's a regular then.
Yes, very much so.
And obviously he keeps coming back. Yeah. What kind of airplanes are they building down in Australia?
Good question. A bit of everything. The RVs, are like they are here, are very, very popular. That's probably the most, if you had to choose one, I would say probably, you know, the variants of the RVs would probably be the most popular aircraft that are being built at the moment. But there's, you name it, and they're building an aircraft. I know the Jabiru is quite popular down there as well. There seems to be a wide variety, but RV would be the most popular.
Now, after you come here to Air Venture, are you going to have any other side stops on the way back?
Well, this year, the group we're doing this year, we're actually going down to Tucson, Arizona, and we're spending a day at the Pima Air and Space Museum and going through the boneyard, so to speak. So we're doing that. Next year after the charter, we will be offering a couple of different tours that people can choose to take. They can go straight home. They can go off on their own itinerary. We try and make it as flexible as possible.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of people with Air Venture on their mind, and then after that, everybody's going to kind of go their separate ways.
Yes.
Well, tell them to help us with the economy, bring money.
They normally do, lots of money.
Yeah, well, we do the same thing when we go down there. Oh, now, I'm curious here. It says here you're going to be flying an Air New Zealand all-black 777. Mm-hmm. What is with the all-black?
Well, a bit of a bone of contention, because obviously the All Blacks are New Zealand and being Australian, but putting aside the competition, it's actually a relatively new aircraft. And apart from the fact that it's painted all black to represent the rugby team, more importantly, it's actually decked out inside with an all-white interior, which is made by a company called Altitude, which has some kind of affiliation with Air New Zealand. And it's all white. And they've got sky couches, so you can actually purchase in economy, if there's two people traveling, for argument's sake, you can purchase a third seat, and then it folds down so that you've got a double bed. So you can actually sleep laying flat down in economy.
Nice.
Yeah, that's one of the things, yeah.
Sounds like great accommodations there. Mm. Now, you normally have any kind of in-flight entertainment outside of the rivalry going on between Australians and New Zealanders?
Normally, we just offer, you know, sort of like the basics, because there are some people that do just want to sit down and watch a movie and that kind of thing. But we will be doing some little bits and pieces, and maybe getting some videos and that kind of thing of past experiences in Oshkosh, just to give everybody who maybe hasn't been the opportunity to experience Oshkosh before they get there.
So you're going to give them a preview before they finally hit here and go into aluminum overload.
That's right.
Well, all the newbies did. I know I did.
Yeah.
It sounds like a wonderful experience. Now, I know you have air shows and conventions down there. What's the biggest convention Oshkosh like down there in Australia?
Well, probably our biggest air show is Avalon, which is in Melbourne, in Victoria, so down the bottom. That's probably our biggest international kind of air show. But there's lots of little air shows all around Australia, being from New South Wales or Sydney, New South Wales myself. Probably the most popular one is an air show at Temora. And that is, it's like Oshkosh from the point of view that it's specifically for your home builds. So, although I know obviously you do a lot more at Oshkosh than just home builds, but that's sort of where it started. There's also another one happening in September up at Narromine. And again, that is tailored towards more of your home built aircraft. So they're sort of the ones, I suppose, that I would frequent the most. But there are air shows all over. But Avalon is our biggest one.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Do you have a lot of American airplanes down there, warbirds and stuff?
We do. I wouldn't say a lot, but yes, we do. Yeah.
So occasionally you see a P-51 floating around there somewhere.
Occasionally. Not as many as I'd like.
Well, it's hard to get them anymore. They stopped making them 70 years ago.
I know. It's a bit disappointing.
It is. We have to get the production ramped up again.
We do.
Well, anyway, it's great to have you here. I'm talking to Karain Phillips, and she's been telling us about the return of the Oshkosh Express. Is there a website or anything that people can go to check this out?
Yes, there is. They can go to avtours.com.au.
Sounds like a good time. I'm Fast Eddie, and you're listening to EAA Radio.